We're back from recess. Just as a comment or two before we begin a general discussion, this county commission had met with a group from the county courthouse comprised of elected officials and department heads or employees of those elected officials regarding a tax program that was in the process of being developed for Taney County, specifically in Trencicore, or that's the company. I don't know all the titles of the different programs, but in that discussion, we had asked for some specific comments that any elected officials might have regarding the program that was proposed to be utilized, and we received some comments. The commission received a number of questions, etc., that were offered from the county collector. And it was titled Tracks Program Problems After 1 Month of Testing. I was charged with the responsibility of meeting with Mr. Fisher, and I did that, and we chatted about his thoughts. He asked for a copy of this information and the questions that were at hand. We made a copy of that and furnished it to him. And then following that meeting and discussion that I had with Mr. Fisher, we had another executive session regarding the contract, where we were at in the contract with the county commission. And I think all three of you gentlemen were present for that meeting. And what we heard from Mr. Fisher was an answer to most of the questions that were in here, with the exception of some information that they had to have access, we'll get to that, into a program of which I'm not qualified to discuss, but we'll let you all talk about that. And we need to have some resolution to the matter as to whether or not we're going to continue forward with where we're at. A great deal of money has been expended on this program. We've had some officers that have talked to the county commission about, again, questions regarding the program. And we thought that it would be in the best interest of all concerned if we talked about it and find out where the elected officials are at on this, where we're at in the program, and just have that as a matter of record before this commission weighs in on the issue, if in fact this commission can weigh in on the issue. It is a program, if I'm not mistaken, that has been being paid for through the tax maintenance fund, tech fund. I think they're one and the same. Yes, no, yes. Yeah. And a program that had been recommended to the county commission, at least that we enter into an agreement for this program some time ago. So I'd really like to open this up, discuss it. If in fact we need to get into any part of the contract itself and do anything that should be taken into executive session, we can do that. We're posted for it. But it's my suggestion that we have an open and frank discussion with this company and with the county officers that are involved, because this is a taxation program from the appraisal process through the extension process and then on to the collection process. And correct me if I'm wrong, we had basically two different older programs, one in place within the assessor's office, one in place within the collector's office. This program was to replace all the functions or most of the functions that those programs were providing to the county in the years past. Is that right, guys, gals? Who wants to start?
I think it'd be appropriate that I start, because since the several meetings that we had, we have completed and certified the book in Trencicore. Had great corresponding work between Aaron just put in hours after hours here with us, and he's worked with our IT department, and we brought the entrance core belt forward, and as much as I've always bragged and said that this is a great program, I've been pleasantly surprised at how it came together. And going back into some history of this program, it wasn't my first choice. In fact, we had went to Cass County with a member of the IT department, and my certified mapper, Mr. Houchins, is sitting here today. We went to look at another program approximately, I think it's been 3 years ago now. This has been a process that's been 5 or 6 years in the making. And when we got to Cass County, the program that we had all kind of liked, I didn't get very favorable comments coming back, and we didn't implement it, but strictly because of the money woes that the assessor's office had. And I just didn't feel like it was the right time to implement the new program. But there was still a consistent cry out by an ex-commissioner that the program needed to be changed, and he's here no longer. But we were discussing how we could get a new program. We had problems that couldn't be resolved in the old program. So one day, pleasantly surprising, I'd heard from the county clerk and the county collector that we needed to do something, and the funding that had disappeared from my office had become available in the technology fund of the collector's office, and that she would be willing to go forward with a new program and provide that money. And at that point, it was a no-brainer. I said, which way is everyone looking? And they said, well, why don't you go with the Intrinsicore? And that was fine with me because I'd heard good things around at the assessors' assault conferences, and everybody that had Intrinsicore was fine with it. And since, I've heard from many of the counties that they're excited about the assessment process of Intrinsicore. So that's where we're standing today. We went ahead and certified the book. I want to thank Intrinsicore for coming in and volunteering. Volunteering is not the word I should be using. They were paid to put all the sketches in the program that would have required the county to hire at least 2 more employees and put them on full time, and Intrinsicore bit this off. Now, I understand they didn't do that for most other counties. Most other counties had to go in and do their own sketching and spend all their time getting prepared. It wasn't under the contract for them to have these sketches in there. So it was a great service provided by Intrinsicore, where I didn't have to pull my men away from reassessment to come in and sketch these programs. And in the process, numerous errors that had been undiscovered in the old program was discovered. So, taken, I can say, millions of dollars toward the entities that had lost out. And it's nobody's fault. It was just a calculation error or something of that nature that we'd had a problem for years with the implement. Now, I'm not saying that just with Intrinsicore, this might have came if we'd have took any other company. But the discovery was made, and saving the county a bunch of money, saving the entities a bunch of money. So as the assessment side, I've been very well pleased. I stood under the recommendation of the other elected officials up to a year or so ago when the problems seemed to arise. I've got a deputy here that's a mapper. He's a little concerned about the mapping process. we have always had, through our IT department, the Cadillac of service in the mapping division. Taney County has always been known to own the best. We might possibly have to take a step back, but with the implementation of the program, it's a tremendous step forward to the assessment process. There's no way I can describe it as far as the assessment side of this, other than fantastic. And I want to thank you gentlemen for working with us, and I want to thank you for bringing this process to Taney County.
Thank you.
Thanks. Go from assessment to extension, and then we'll go to collection, if that's all right. Because the next phase is the phase that the county clerk is over, which is extension, or statutorily responsible for, I should say.
I do realize during the time when the two programs were being compared, when the data was being taken from the assessor's old program and put into the new program, there were quite a few discrepancies. And I know that Gary Morgan, former IT, head of IT, and Melissa Trotter, who's our database programmer, spent a lot of time trying to find the inconsistencies between the two programs. And there were errors in both programs. There was data missing in the new program that did not convert over. Am I saying that correctly? That did not pull into the new program. So a lot of holes had to be filled. I'm satisfied that when we received the book, that we had a good and complete book. And a lot of that has to do with the work that was done by Melissa Trotter and Gary Morgan and the IT staff. The other benefit was that we had the old program to look back on to find the missing pieces. In my office, we're not satisfied with the program to adjust the tax book. So I had the data pulled into our old program, and that's what we will be adjusting through Board of Equalization. As to this date, I have not seen a completed railroad and utility program, and at this time I'm choosing not to move forward with a new company because I think since this began in 2009 and now we are approaching a 2014 tax year, because we're not going forward with it in 2013, we still do not have that product. I also feel like when we were given a sales pitch, that the storyline I was given was that Jim Travis's program had been sold to Intrinsicorp, and Intrinsicorp was going to rewrite that program. That is not the program that we have. It is a completely new program, and I'm sure any program could have improvements made to it. But what we were sold and what we have, I don't believe, are the same products or close. I am concerned with accuracy, and that's where I'm at in my thoughts.
Ask you a quick question. Maybe. Were you concerned with the accuracy of the old program?
No, I never had any problems. And the other part of that, Ron, I'm glad you asked that question, is that if I did have a problem, I could make contact either by phone or email, and I got a response immediately. I believe that is a problem. Maybe it's the structure of how the communication gets to the program. I'm not sure where the problem is, but I do know we don't get a quick resolution to our issues.
Can I comment? You want me to keep my mouth?
I think that we need to have a general discussion from all of you. So,
many years I've been in office. Many years. 16 to be exact. I have always taken flack from the elected officials about the number of errors that came out of the program. To the Board of Equalization, it has become issues. It has been issues all the way through. There has been a tremendous amount of patchwork by Gary Morgan put into the old program doing an excellent job to make it work. That's the terminology that came up from the IT department, is we're patched, we're patched, we're patched. We're patched as far as we could go. That's the terminology that came out of the clerk's office back to the assessor's office. You've got to do something, James. We're patched. The program is full. So I don't know where these comments coming that it was never was a concern. I think it's in the BOE minutes for many, many years that this has been a concern of the Board of Equalization and for the assessment process to the county clerk. I don't understand where these comments that we've never had an issue, as if we shouldn't even be out looking for a program, is coming from. Because it's sure not the comments that this assessor received for 16 years of service.
Ron, if I may, gentlemen, I apologize. James is absolutely 100% accurate in his statement that comments have been made by myself, and I won't speak for my fellow elected officials, that his database needed to be improved. The reason for that is during BOE, repeatedly, when there was an error in calculation, James himself blamed it on the computer program. In speaking with the IT department, it's my understanding that there are several steps in the data entry into the old program, and then you had to hit a button to calculate. If you didn't hit the button to calculate, you got in inaccurate numbers. When the data came from the assessor's office, he said, you have X number of dollars to collect. It converted over into Jim Travis's program, where he received X number of dollars, and we forwarded that on. When I say there are no problems with Jim Travis's program, I have not had any significant problems with Jim Travis's program. We pulled the data out of the assessor's database, which is not a Jim Travis product, and moved it into a Jim Travis program. So when I refer to not having any errors with the Jim Travis program, that's what I'm meaning. I'm not referring to the assessor's database. And yes, I did repeatedly say he needed to correct it, because multiple times when we would find sometimes million-dollar errors in the assessment database, it was James' explanation that it was his program.
Well, I don't want to be argumentative, but isn't Mr. Travis the one that created the railroad utility tax book that we've been utilizing the last 10 years?
It is.
And if I'm not mistaken,
there is no problem with my end of the railroad utility tax book. If you ask me about my experience, there is no problem with my end of the railroad utility tax book. I will let the collector speak to her portion of Jim Travis's work.
Well, we have, help me out, haven't we had different years where we've had problems with that particular portion of the program? For example, in 2011, if I'm not mistaken, one of the schools had to pay back $75,000.
That was my entry. That was my data entry. It was incorrect.
But the program's good.
The program was fine. It was my, I entered it into the wrong line.
Okay.
And we found it immediately and corrected it immediately.
And I'd like to comment to what she says there. The Jim Travis program, we keep referring to the Jim Travis program. The reason the assessor and everybody recommended to go out to the market, is Gary Morgan was retiring, Jim Travis was retiring, never to have another program. He was quitting. When that news got back to this county, there was a fear factor thrown in of we've got to get something done. We've got to get something done now, because Jim Travis wrote me a letter as the assessor and forwarded on to the clerk and collector, or wrote the collector, vice versa, I'm not going to get into statistics, and said, I will service no more. So this, the Jim Travis is not even in the mix here of decisions of what program we're going to have. And so the errors or whatever, I don't know about the errors. It's always been a mystery whenever your IT department can't explain how something got there. So that's not an issue. And let me say this. Since the bidding process everything has cleaned up. I mean, there's been a tremendous amount of work put in by our IT department. Good work. And they've discovered some of these things and tried to correct them and have corrected most of them. But there has been a problem there that has taken consistent work by our IT department never to let go lax on it, because it would occur again and again and again. And if I can get any of our IT department to say that that old program was not totally full and could not even handle 2013, I would like to get them to say that and say that to this county commission.
I don't think anybody's disagreeing with that statement.
Thank you, Donna. Sheila?
I think the old program that was originally written in Access has been rewritten in another project, and that's what they're using now, and that's what they are happy with, and the project that has came from it, the improvements they've made.
And there's no capacity issues.
Yes, there's no unlimited.
Are we talking which program here?
The assessor's real estate program.
Which he's no longer using, he's using the new program.
The old one is still in use. Yes, uh-huh.
Help me out. What did you certify to us on? I thought that was your first statement.
Well, there was actually three programs involved. We certified in Trenchacore. There was an old program. There was a new updated program. The updated program has been rewritten since contracts was let. I don't know about that myself, but we rewrote a system that was a failing system after the contract was let to Trenchacore.
Mark?
Yeah, the years before I started, the original assessor package was written in Microsoft Access and written by last name Snyder, right?
Brenda Snyder.
Melissa had, it did have capacity issues all the way up to the beginning of this year. Melissa did pretty much rewrite the whole thing from scratch and put it into a different database container using Microsoft SQL. At that point, it solved all of the capacity issues, because we weren't sure when. Yes, the contracts had been done with Intrinsicorp software, but James's office still hadn't quite moved completely into it yet, so it was still up in the air of which software, when are they going to start using it? We need to keep something in place that has a life in it so that the assessor's office can continue to function.
So we were running a minimum of two programs parallel, side by side, right?
It was on and off. There were times where they were running what we like to call the Melissa program, since it switched from the Brenda Snyder program. It was upgraded from, or even patched from, the Brenda Snyder program. But once it moved into what Melissa had rewritten, yes, it did go through phases where they were, the Gamma or the Intrinsicorp software was run in parallel with the Melissa program, and then times where they stopped using the Intrinsicorp program for them to find some, you know, address some issues that they found, and then it went back into parallel again. So yeah, it's gone through phases of being in and out. But just for the record, the Melissa program is actually doesn't have any capacity issues, and actually doing the import process from her program into Intrinsicorp has, as James said, did find a lot of issues actually on both sides that needed to be addressed, but I think probably both programs probably ended up getting improved in the process. But
let's go back to the collector and let her continue. I'm sorry.
No, I was just trying to think where we actually were to begin. I don't know on the there are issues with the collector's version from the employees of the entry and the it not being user friendly and requiring many more steps to enter the same information twice, and by doing so leaves room for error anytime you double entry. But on the collector's end, we have tested longer than the assessor has. We started in 2011 testing. The reason, the only reason the collector was going from a different program was because when it was Trax or Gamma, when they first presented their program to the assessor's office, it was strictly an assessment program. They didn't have a collector program. And Mr. Fisher came to me and asked me if I'd be interested in working with them towards a collector program. And I said, no, I'm happy with the program that we have. He said, what program do you have? And I said, Jim Travis program. He then went and he bought the rights, Jim Travis's, I shouldn't say the rights, he made an agreement with Jim Travis and he bought the program in October of 2009. And Jim Travis then said that, soon, in a few years, he'd planned on retiring and it was an opportunity and he was going to go ahead and retire and sell out. And that his program would be written in a more modern version, which he knew all along. It was in FoxPro, which was very solid and did not lose data, had nothing, no complaints on. Any time that we needed to add something new, a TIFF, a SID, or anything, he did that. He understood it, and he did it. But he was going to retire then, and then the program be written in the guts of the program, the same, but be written in a modern language from the old FoxPro that no one used anymore. And the collector's office started testing in 2011, and we were supposed to have been live by, I thought, April, but maybe then it came out July of that year to have it. Something happened along the way, and what we were given to start testing started kind of going backwards. And we didn't understand what was. And finally, in September of that year, I kept saying as we would test and things was going backwards, I'd say, where's the original programmer that had worked with Jim Travis? And I'm not downing anyone on this, it's that that was who had worked with and understood the process of the abatement, how everything had to balance, how it had to come together, and the rounding, how important it was. And I was told he was working from home. Anyway, September of that year, it went on, and then Aaron and Nolan came over, and I tried to show them on the program just how this works, how it had to be, how this has to come out in order to come over to this. And I thought they had a good concept when they left. In September of that year, so we gave them certain things that Mr. Fisher asked us. If we get this done and this done by then, will you go with us then for 2011? And then we will get the other done, as they wanted to know the time frame that I had to be into it, like when we had to be in protest, when we had to be in pan advance, and so forth. We worked out an agreement of what had to be completed in order for us to go in 2011. By September of that year, and I saw it wasn't going, and I shared that. And Mr. Fisher said, will you give us until so many more weeks and everything? So we set a meeting up in September, whenever it was. I made my list, and my girls that had been testing, Don and Melanie at the time, made their list of what needed to be. I need a glass of water. We had that meeting in September, and when we went into the meeting, and I had my notes, and each one of the girls was going to come forth with what the problems they had, of what needed to be done before then. And then very shortly into that meeting, when you guys said what you did, and I asked then about the TIFF, or I asked about the SID, and Nolan said, what? He didn't know what I was talking about, didn't have it. And Mr. Fisher then said, we're not ready for you. And I appreciated that, and the girls didn't have to come on forth and go ahead and give the other items that were, I left out one thing. Before that meeting, the week before, we kept not hearing anything, and then we got a download. We had one computer that we were seeing something on that we could go into, and we got it, and Melanie told me they said it was all the things that we'd asked, the reports for the delinquent and the abatement and so forth were there, but that you wouldn't want to run them because they would take too much paper and they were too long.
Can I ask real quick?
Yes, sir.
What time frame is that?
That was in September 2011.
Okay.
And I said, yes, I do want to run them. I have to test everything because we have the responsibility we have in regard to reference what you started. It just takes, and I told Mr. Fisher, it just takes one little mistake, and we're responsible for collecting the correct amount from the customer and delivering to the entities. I went to run the programs that were supposed to be done, and it was unreal what we got. I can't even, I'd have to have Don or Melody to explain. I mean, we got one sheet of paper with nothing. There was nothing done. It was not ready. September 2011. And so in 2012, we said, you've got the rest of that year and we'll stay. And Jim Travis agreed to go ahead and stay with us. And 2012, I can't tell you the exact month we started testing again. July of 2012. So see, we had all of that time to perfect and get the program. We had two other counties that did go with them in 2011, two other counties. And I was getting calls in this time frame of the problems they were having and not being able to balance and so forth. I questioned one on how to, your month-end balancing not, and didn't know what to pay the entities the correct amount, just couldn't get it to balance. I said, oh, my gosh. I said, I couldn't do 1 month that way. That would, nightmare. Anyway, we go into 2012.
When they said that?
Every month. I said...
Go ahead, Dad.
I'm sorry.
You said two counties. I'd like to know what those are.
Washington and Butler went with them in 2011 on the collector's program we're just speaking of. And understand that there's just much testing that has to be done on the collector's program for accepted, and that testing, it just hadn't. And Washington said later it was the biggest mistake that they ever made. It wasn't ready, but they thought they wanted to be first in, and they would get it written. They were told the way that catered to their county. 2012, when we started testing, it was one thing after another. And there's files, I've got stacks, in the office, and you gentlemen are familiar with them. And you worked with us and we'd show you the problem and you'd fix it, and then there'd be something pop up on the other side. And yes, sir.
I am familiar with, there were several reversals that were done when you were parallel posting that were done on the Fox Pro system that affected your distribution that were not reflected or repeated on the Trax program. So,
could you? Pardon, just a second. When you speak, you need to speak into that microphone because it's all being recorded for the minutes, and so we need all the conversation.
You mentioned a reversal. Would you explain what that is?
All right. This is when, for one reason or another, a bill that was paid needs to be marked as no longer paid. Balance a check, perhaps, is probably the most common reason. So, that money has often already been paid out to the various entities, and you no longer have that money in your account. So, basically, the amount that was paid on that bill needs to be withheld from the next distribution to those entities.
Would you give your name for...
Name is Nolan Irving.
Thank you, Nolan.
Apologize for the phone there. Glad you had an alarm going off at 10.
In my understanding, your comment was that changes were made on one system, not made in the other.
Yes.
Okay.
If it were a simple thing that you're parallel posting, and where he's speaking reversal, you have refund abatements, where he's saying it's paid out and so forth. That's when a refund abatement, and you're familiar with that, I know very well. And the refund abatements did not properly figure when we had to do, when a refund had to be done, it was not coming from the correct totals. It was not, and we worked extensively, and the young lady, I'm going to get her here in a minute, that worked on this, that by the end of that season, I almost lost her because she had worked on, spent hours and hours of trying to find your problems and balancing, and just...
So this was in 2012?
2012.
Okay.
2012. Don Mahler did my balancing of you do the daily posting, and then she would have to try and figure out where it was wrong, what was off, and we were finding your errors to give to you to show you so that you could correct them. If it were a question that it was done in one program and not the other, that would be a simple thing. You could easily find it and do it. The problem was on reversal, it did not handle the abatements or reversals correctly. Now, you had two other counties that were live on it, and we knew they weren't balancing. And I said, is this the same program you've got out in the other counties? And I was told you were. It was. I said, well, then I could see why they couldn't balance if they had any reversals at all. Don, do you remember the reversals out in the test in the 2012 program? Do you have any comments you want to? And I'm just put her here on cold turkey, nothing.
I remember some of the stuff used to be almost doubled. You would reverse something, it would double. And I would have to locate to where that was. You know, it's been a while since I've worked with it, so I'm going off just memory on it. But every time we did a reversal, it seemed like there was something either in the totals or in the total daily that was completely off on that. And it would take days to try to locate where the problem was at.
Your surtax was part of your problem, too, on it. After she found it for you on the surtax, you discovered the surtax in reversal.
I believe, yeah. I got to go through my
After notes. She found it for you, after many hours of research, and then showed you what needed to be done, then you worked on correcting it. Yeah. I'm just saying that my office helped you to find your errors and to explain it to you, how it had to work, how it had to go.
We appreciated that.
And I know it has helped you build a better program for the other, but... each day, do you have anything you want
to... I have to go through my stuff. It's
well,
I mean, it's
I just, she wasn't prepared for this, mm-hmm. but each day she would work and spend hours and going through the assessor's office and their personal property where they would enter it in. It wouldn't be in the system. It would go, and then we discovered part of the errors on that end of it, on the assessor's end, by doing and showing. And we were, and you remember, do you want me to go into all the detail of how if they changed an address or a name on the assessor's side, it wouldn't accept it?
Well, there were a lot of, let me ask
no,
a couple
ahead.
Questions real quick. Mm-hmm. So there were a lot of things that needed to be improved. Mm-hmm. Question is, here we are today, have those things been improved within the program or not? What I did, since we had our meeting, was I took your list that you had given me, mm-hmm. and then they compiled a list of answers to that. We'd really like to know where we're at today.
Okay, on that I'll bring Deb. Deb spent the 2013 year when we come testing on him, except, okay, thank you, girl. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Thanks, Tom.
The 2013 year, when we began April 5th, they bring our data. And then April 9th is when we started paralleling.
Are we in agreement that on April 5th, everything balanced between FoxPro and us? We started off with matching.
In FoxPro, on April 8th, when you brought our totals in, you brought us the sheets of papers, and you said this is the totals of that, and everything's balanced except for the 2012 personal property. And... we looked on that, and that was a reversal on 2012 that didn't come across some reason. And that was, and Nolan and Aaron spent that Monday in our workroom and worked all day on their computer in that. And then on when they left that evening, they said we could start parallel on the 9th of posting at that time. And we were told that everything was in balance.
I don't know that we were ever shown that you were in balance, Ed.
Go ahead.
I think that we were told.
James wanted to say something.
I want to make one comment here for media purposes that's writing, don't want to write any story or anything on this. This was nothing to do with the real estate program that I talked about a few minutes ago. It seems to kind of be blurring over that away because we're talking balancing taxes. Absolutely, I never turned over an insurance court book ever till this year and certified it. So when we're talking about this balancing act, has nothing to do with the assessment process that we talked about earlier.
None of it.
I think that needs to be.
No, when we're talking balancing, the assessor, before we accept the assessor's book, when we accept assessor's books, regardless of whether it's right or wrong on assessed value or anything, we accept what we get. We're not certifying anything about the assessor's end or anything. When we get the data from the assessor, from the county clerk, I apologize, then the county clerk has the entity dollar amount we're to collect and the tax information that is put in from the assessor's office with the tax code and so forth. And when we print the tax bills, we balance those tax bills back to the book, and we're in balance with the county clerk of what she charged us with. We're not talking about either one of those. We're talking about the data that we have that is in balance when we get it. And then when we're trying to collect a tax bill or do the daily work, if the county clerk needs to adjust the books through the abatements, then we're talking about balancing back that we have to at the end of the year. We're in balance when we start with the county clerk, and we have to, at the end of the year, balance back an answer for every dollar for every entity. We're talking about the collector being able, through this program, to answer to each entity, to those dollars, to the correct customers at the end of the year. That's my fear. A great fear is that I'm charged with X amount of dollars for each customer, and being able to come back at February the 28th of next year, balancing back to that through the collections, the abatements that are done, the reversals, the add-ons to the same entities. No, we're not. It's strictly that's what we're speaking of. Not. Now, we do get data over add-ons when we speak of from the in personal property. Every few minutes, we get add-ons that have to come over from the assessor's side. Those add-ons must come over accurately. We collect what we're charged with. In the program, as you know, in 2013, and I'll let Deb address that. She's the one that actually did the test, and others posted, but she was the one that had to do the balancing. Something happened, I don't know. We never did know exactly. A customer, I know you don't like me to use, y'all just go X, one and two here. This gentleman come in to be charged a tax bill, and he was added on by one clerk in the assessor's office, and then this gentleman was got an add-on to his tax bill. Well, when we got the bill, as long as you've got something to parallel with and see, you can find what it is, and you're fine. The fear is if we didn't have something to compare it to, if we didn't have, weren't paralleling with Jim Travis, we would never know it. So this gentleman's vehicle ended up on this gentleman's bill. Two different clerks added them on in the assessor's office. They weren't the same. We wouldn't have known the difference if we hadn't have had a bill already in our program that we work with, the Jim Travis program. We had a correct bill and had it and knew. Then when the girl went to post it and it wasn't right, it took quite a while. I don't even know if it's the same day to discover, you know, what had happened, what was wrong. I don't know why it happened, but if we hadn't have had something to test to, we would have collected the wrong amount, the wrong vehicle, until the gentleman that didn't have it on it went to the license bureau the next year and tried to get his car tags, and his bill wouldn't be on there. I don't know, the one that paid it and shouldn't have. It's those things that concern me. It's the things that are beyond our control to catch if we were totally with that. Now, Deb, this is 2013 we're talking about now of the balancing.
No, would you like to address what happened?
Okay. I'm looking through my notes here trying to find the explanation on this. Aaron, I believe you might have had that.
Well, before we address that, the earlier question that I think Ed asked, and that is, in the conversion verification reports, which we at the time we took the data on April 5th, after the close of business, ran the reports from FoxPro, all the different reports in the collector system, and then we got a copy of those reports, and then as over the weekend, a long weekend, that Nolan ran the data through the conversion process to bring it into our program, to Trax. We printed those reports to match or compare with FoxPro reports to verify that everything matched, that we started off on a balanced or matching data set. I think it's very important that, and what we've learned over the past few years with other counties, is starting off on the same footing, on a sure foundation, is essential for anything to make sense after that period of time. So, it's been this last in April, it was our determination that the Trax program would not be used until those numbers balance, and that both parties, ourselves and collector's office, have verified that those numbers balance between the two programs at the get-go. So I would like verification on that you understood that those balanced, or did that you understand they didn't balance.
I believe it was the collector that told you in 2012 that before I would ever start with you that the totals would have to balance in delinquent and abatement add-on. I believe that's correct. And yes, when you brought us in April the 8th and you brought us the sheets of paper out of, we gave you, I had the ones out of our program, Jim Travis, and you brought us the ones out of yours and showed they were all in balance except 2012 personal property.
And that the 2012 personal property is now balancing because of that, was it the refund?
Reversal.
The reversal.
Due to an insufficient check.
Okay. And that was resolved, as far as I understand, or we discovered why it was out of balance by that amount. So that answered that deficiency.
Okay. And this is a good time probably then. Yeah, so we were all in balance. 2012 was all in balance with that, with you making the adjustment on the reversal that you guys did that day. We move on to posting, daily posting, and we get into one days, and Deb can find it if she wants or if you need to. You've got a copy of it. Each day as we were parallel posting, at the end of the day, I told the girls to make the notes of if there was any problems. And I honestly did not expect many problems in 2013 of April. I really did not. I said, make your notes of any problems that you run into. Put in an email form, and then at the end of the day, send the email to Nolan so that he can have it in front of him to see what needs to be corrected. And then you'll have your data there. And then move on to your next day and so forth. So each day, as there was anything found, the errors, then you got copies of them. And in the posting one day, and this goes to the reference of being in balance here on April the 5th, when you take the totals and you came back to us with a paper and we're in balance, it's confused us greatly, me, when they were trying to parallel post. One day, Dawn had a bill she couldn't find in the Intrinsicor program. She was posting, it had been posted in Jim Travis's in April. Of course, that was the month we were paralleling. And she looks for it. She goes to the assessor's office, and they find where they entered it in November of 2012. The assessor's office entered it in Jim Travis's program, November 2012. We had been balanced on the totals that you took, but it wasn't in Intrinsicor program when we tried to parallel with it. It was confusing to us.
How did you balance the month in?
We didn't, because it wouldn't balance.
Well, I'm not talking about that. How did you balance?
Jim Travis's program is a program the collector's office has. It balanced.
How did we collected. Balance if it wasn't there.
It wasn't an intrinsic course that was supposed to have been in balance with us when they took the totals in April.
I thought this car, I remember that incident. I thought this car was found to be in, paid in November but not balanced to intrinsic course in April. But why, how did you balance month end if it was wrong then?
Jim's program, it was right. And they were right.
On both sides.
But for real, even though you said you were in balance, Aaron, I don't believe we ever had criteria or any reports from you. You just said you were in balance with the totals we gave you.
No, we brought them
that Monday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You brought the reports on the paper. Uh-huh.
I do not see this particular 2012 November add-on in this list that you presented previously. Now, there was a April 19th, there was a bill that was done in the assessor's office that did an add-on to a 2000, or they did an add-on to an account that did not previously have a bill in 2012. It changed the name on this account.
Joshua Stevens and...
No, this was a different one.
Guys, we need to
Whoa.
Oh, sorry.
We don't need any.
Yeah, don't say specific.
Any names of any specific. Right.
Okay.
All I wanted to point out is
Jim Travis, which has been said like 462 times.
Yeah. And all I want to point out is a bill was not in Intrinsicore that was there from November of 2012, and when. The bills were
in
Jim Travis's program that the collector uses. Then when we tried to post it in Intrinsicore, the program that we were testing and paralleling it against, the program did not exist in Intrinsicore. The bill did not exist in the Intrinsicore program with that tax amount. That's all. And the assessor's office looked and saw where they had it put it in, but it did not exist in the collector's program on Intrinsicore where we were trying to post it.
I'm just looking at an item here you had. There was a list of like daily issues, and I'm trying to determine which of these you might be referring to, because I recognize these other issues where a...
The 1166.
The 1166?
It was on the 30th.
All right.
I'd like to pose a quick question before we get any specifics of a certain tax bill. Isn't this something correctable by statute that is an easy process, a procedure to take care of? Why are we discussing all this, how it happened in the computer world, when it's a correctable process? It was discovered and corrected, if that's the case.
James, what
if it was not corrected, that's a process that needs to be looked into on why it wasn't corrected. I don't understand these little bitty issues. This is one car out of 60,000 we assess, and there's supposedly some problem that can't be corrected.
James, 2 + 2 + 2 = 6.
Right.
We were told we had 6.
Okay.
But when we went and looked at the bills, we only had 2 + 2. The other 2 was missing in the program. That's what she was trying to tell you. They said they had 6, but that was missing.
I'm not following you that way.
Well,
that's because you don't have to work in the collector's office and balance back to like we do. We have to balance every item. Every abatement has to, you're rounding, we round with 5. Uniform in school, that's the way I learned to round in any class I ever had. And as you know, we've discussed the rounding. Sometimes the rounding rounded with this number, and sometimes it rounded with a different number. And I, you know, I told you, I said, it has to be exactly the same all the time in order for us to balance in the end.
I have explained that on multiple occasions, the rounding. It's not an issue of rounding on 0.5 up or down. It's an issue of the way the calculation is done based on the valuation when an add-on is performed on a bill. I've provided documentation from that. I did that last July, and I would be happy to dig that email up and send it again.
Okay.
But when you do it for the add-on, you've got to do it the same way for the abatement. It has to be done all the way consistently throughout the in every phase of it.
I heard that. I agree. Does this do that or doesn't do that?
Explain that better.
Yes. Like
when you say the roundup, before it even gets
on a per entity level, for instance, if a bill was previously valued at say $1,000, and then $200 is abated from it, the abatement is calculated by taking the valuation of a bill at $1,000, calculating the amount each entity is given from that, calculating the new valuation for each entity, $800, and taking the difference of those two. So, for instance, here's an example. The state always gets 3% of $3 out of every...
Hundred.
Right. Sorry, blanked there for a moment. So...
And believe me, they always get their 3%.
So, I'm sorry, I guess I'm trying to say... depending on the amount that was, added on or removed from it, and what the starting value is, the value of the state for that abatement or add-on may not be exactly 3% of the amount that you're adding on or abating, because it's based on the what the state gets from the final valuation on the bill. If the final valuation is 800, and you removed 100 from it, then you get 3% times 800.
So it may round differently. Not.
Yes.
How am I trying to say that? It may produce a different result based upon what that valuation is. My question is, does the new program round differently than the old program? Or is it based upon a different number that would produce a different result?
Add-ons, it is... a different method. On their existing system, if you do an add-on, a customer has a new vehicle or needs to make a new bill, in addition to what they have already paid, it creates a new account and calculates the, distribution of the entities based on only the vehicles that are being added on, which is different from adding those vehicles onto the existing account, adding the valuation onto the account, and then calculating the difference of the new totals and what has already been paid. Is that making sense?
Well,
it's clear in mud.
I'm headed there with a couple of questions maybe, but then I may not know either. The two programs might do rounding differently, or they might round on different figures, in which case you could be a penny off or 2 pennies off or 3 pennies off. It doesn't make this program correct. It doesn't make your program correct. It rounds differently because it's based on a slightly different calculation.
A slightly different valuation essentially.
Okay.
As I said, I provided documentation for this with a kind of walkthrough of, these are exactly the bills, and these are the numbers it produces on a per-entity basis last July when this first came up during parallel posting.
We're talking about two different things. You're talking about the pennies of rounding, and I told you the pennies didn't matter when we were trying to balance to Jim. You're talking about balancing the Jim Travis's to your system. I can understand the pennies off in that, and we allowed for those. We allowed for them every time. It's not in that. It's when you're working in your own program, you've got to round the same way all the way through in everything. If I'm charged with you for the entities all in this as a main bill, if you do an add-on and you're rounding to break the percentage out to those entities, it's got to be the same way as it does when you do an abatement in your program, not the pennies in coming back to another program. in your own program where we showed you where the rounding was different. I believe on one occasion the schools was even rounding different than the other entities on the factor of it, as it took us a while to figure that out. We're talking about within your own program.
And so am I.
Okay.
Like I said, I could provide the documentation again explaining exactly where those numbers come from and how they're consistent, but I don't have that with me.
Like James said, he didn't want us to go over every item. We just completely went through and tested everything, and which we've got to do, and because at the end of the year when we accept it, we've got to balance back to it.
When you say balance back, you're balancing back to...
our original charge that we're charged with by the clerk.
And where'd that come from?
It begins in the assessor's office by the assessed value.
What program is, I mean, is that using, when you guys say you're running parallel to the existing program you're using.
Okay. Right now,
partially,
we use Jim Travis's program. We're charged under it, and then everything is done through it, your abatements, your add-ons, and we balance back to it at the end of the year.
I thought we used Intrinsicorp for the last 2 years, but then we converted over into Jim Travis.
The collector's always had, we've always posted and used Jim Travis's in all of the balances.
What happens, if I'm not mistaken, is the assessor assesses and places a value. BOE may or may not change some of those values, but the end result is a book that goes to the county clerk. Then statutorily, the county clerk accepts whatever the levies are from the different political subdivisions within the county and basically extends, does the multiplication of that levy to whatever that assessed value is. So then there's a completed tax book that's taken from and certified from the county clerk to the county collector. What Sheila, and you correct me if I'm wrong, is saying, once she's charged by the county collector for the clerk for the collection of those tax books, the end computations have to add up to that amount, because for me, there's X amount of dollars that you have to collect, specifically, to the penny, correct?
Yes, sir, you know it.
Trust me, I know it.
Your fear is that that's not going to happen at the end of the year when you have to balance.
Concerned, very concerned. And...
go ahead, I'm sorry.
And I believe this last year there were issues in some of the balancing with other counties that were with you.
Aaron, you want to talk to that? I believe, you know, it depends on what day you call and ask, but I believe that both Butler and Reynolds will tell you that they balanced at the end of 2012, just fine.
I want to say that Reynolds was very pleased. Reynolds went with you this year with the new version, and they were very pleased. I don't know. They have a population of 6,000. I don't know what else they deal with. If they have SIDS, TIFs, or anything, I don't know.
Let me put it to you this way. Mm-hmm. Jim Travis always said, put 50 accounts in the program. If it works for 50, it'll work for 50,000.
That's been very confusing to him why it hasn't. He said, I don't understand if they've got it and it can work here, why it's not balancing, why it's not working here. Yes, it's been confusing for him because it should.
Yeah, but what I'm trying to say is that the size of the county really has nothing to do with the calculations and the correctness of the program. We are confident that we have a program that is finished and ready to go, and we're happy to submit to any kind of formalized test, but I think that in the future, we want to be there for every transaction, basically, because we balance internally for April. You're saying we're out of balance with Fox Pro. Well, something's different between Fox Pro and us because we balance internally. Am I correct, Nolan?
Yes.
So.
What do you mean when you say you balance internally? I'm sorry, I don't understand. What are you balancing with?
I mean that going directly into the database and, you know, asking it, give me the, you know, sum of all of the collections that were posted between April 1st and April 30th, and group them by tax year and account type, equaled the totals on, you know, the reports. So, you know, the
Compare it back to Jim Travis values.
Well, yes, that is exactly the issue. Our program is accurately reflecting what was put into it.
Did you have the Jim Travis values to balance back to?
At the,
did you check to see if the two equal?
At the end of April? No, I did not.
Okay. We run delinquent totals. I just, after a week or two into it, I got curious. I said, when you get to the end of a day, Deb, tell me when you're into the day. I want to run delinquent totals to see how we're in balance now. I want us to run the totals yourself. We run totals out of that day of our program, Jim Travis's program, and she run totals out of your program. They were so far off, I couldn't believe it. They were so very far off. And a simple year of 2007 real estate tax year, which should have been it was small amount, the totals on it, the grand total was a few hundred dollars. The entity totals was in the millions. That was to balance to my grand total.
That was a bug that existed for about 3 hours and was fixed. If you're...
Would you explain how it happened there and why it happened?
All right. Well, it is a programming error. I will admit that. What happened was I was asked to, show a list of all of the, tax entities on all of the reports, regardless of whether collections were done for them or not. I thought I could do that, extremely quickly. I created a new version and deployed it at about 2 in the afternoon. We could probably find the date for this. On the first run, it went fine. It turned out that what it was doing was, for each entity, it was accumulating the totals that had been done on all previous runs of the reports. So if you ran the 2012, it was fine. If you ran the 2011 then, it would take the 2011 totals and add the 2012 entity totals to it. If you ran the 2010, it would be adding the 2011 and 12 totals to that. We found out about that. I immediately rolled the change back, and about 2 days later, I provided a patch for it that did that correctly. But this was a bug that existed for exactly as long as it took to see this happen, and then it was removed.
I'm going to let Deb answer that.
All right.
I remember when we talked, Nolan, and you came back the next day and said that you totally were rushed and probably shouldn't have done it and reversed it. But what I was talking about and the totals that I did were 2 weeks later after we had posted like, I want to say it was like 10 days worth of data. And I would give Aaron information all the time. And basically you had already corrected that error. These totals came. And I said to you, Aaron, these totals are off the wall. I don't even know where these came from. But they had nothing to do with your error or your reversal. These had to do with totals, and they were totally not compatible with Jim Travis's program. But it didn't have anything to do with what you had done. This was 10 days later of posting. And I emailed these daily, almost daily, or when I would come to a day's end on my work product. Aaron, did I not email you daily on all of the problems?
I received some emails from you.
I've got a question. I kind of go back, because I'm kind of trying to keep track here of you made a statement about calling Reynolds County, but you also made a statement about there was a couple of counties or something that was dissatisfied. And I've got Reynolds wrote down, and you said that everything worked fine there. They were totally happy. So what was the other two counties?
Okay. I didn't call them. We were at collector's conference, and
okay.
She told me. I mean, I just didn't want you to think I was calling. And she told me they had went with them, and they were the other two counties that in the beginning went with them and had problems was Washington County and Butler County. And they were kind of like different issues. And I told Washington one, I told both of them, I said, if you did any reversals, I said, did you get the updates from Trax after? I said, because we found the reversal problem in their program. There was two issues in it. And I said, if, and they told me, no, they had not been given the updates. I said, well, I couldn't imagine not, because those were major and getting, and so we worked, as you know, gentlemen, in September of 2012, we worked with after, and this is another concern, support is vital. They couldn't get you to return, they couldn't get Aaron to return the calls, they couldn't get, they had not gotten any updates, and they were out there alone and with no support, no help.
What county was that?
Butler. And she said she understood we were with them, that we were with you already, that they were, I said, no, we're not. I said, we've been testing for 2 years, but we have not, it's not ready yet for us. And I said, but I have a meeting. And I said, do you want me to see if I can get you some help? And gentlemen, you know the rest of this story. September 2012, I said, I will see that. I said, before we would consider going with them, we would have to know that they're going to support counties that they're out in, they're with. And I'm sorry, I didn't mean, I hate to even go into all this, but it's necessary now. So we had that meeting, and after you presented your slide of everything been done, everything correct and everything, then I asked you the question, have you had any problems with Butler County or Washington County? Are you in balance? No problems. Everything's fine.
I said for that fiscal year, they had been balancing on a month-to-month basis.
And I asked that three times and was told each time they were in balance, that everything
that
was great.
Been balancing each month.
I said, do you mind if we call Butler County then? And I had asked Butler County if she, and she said, anything you can do to get me help. And so we put Butler County on the phone in our county clerk's office with everyone present. And I don't think I probably need to continue from there.
Yes, you do.
Oh, okay.
You sure do.
Would you mind reading Dr. Brenda?
So we have a letter here. Mm-hmm. My name is Brenda Fox, Butler County Collector of Revenue. I'm writing this letter in regards to other counties who have contacted me with questions and concerns who are interested in applying the, is it Villa GIS?
That's our former company.
Software to their county tax system. We went live October 2011. We had a lot of software issues of merging data information from the old computer program to the new version, Trax. The team has always worked with us to resolve any of these issues as they may arise and find the solution to correct those issues. We have had a lot of problems understanding and converting the abstract report information to the reports we use, but with time, practice, and help from the personnel at Villa GIS, we were able to correctly transfer the data information to our reports for distribution to the proper entities. It has been challenging for us, but Villa GIS has worked with us to resolve these issues when they have occurred. That was dated June 24th, 2013.
Yes,
that
and
was
I
sent
expect...
to, I believe, was that sent to our office? No, it was sent to you.
And I did expect that, and I'm not going to try to explain that because you know the answer on it. But I'm talking in September of 2012. And after the meeting, then you got, after about 3 weeks, then you guys went to Butler County to try to help her find what was out. And Nolan, you said it was bad data that came in. And what she told me was 2011 that she was with was all the data entered into your system. It all had to do with that. And you know some of the problems that were found, you know, guys, when you guys went to balance and stuff. In April, it was the delinquent book and the abatements that were not in balance in Butler County and they were working on. And I'm very thankful for Butler County that you guys stepped up and have went up there now to help her. She didn't have her year in out yet. And she thanked us also for getting you to.
Travel records to Butler County for that year. site in Butler County for at least 3 weeks when Brenda said she hadn't received any training. In that meeting, I felt like I'd been ambushed in there. Pick up the phone in front of a bunch of people and call and ask her. And it was almost as if she had been trying to say that she hadn't had any support. We have poured out our guts and spent thousands of dollars that we will never recover on site there taking care of their problems. When they had a vendor that previously would not cooperate with her and would not give her her data, would not tell her where it was, would not assist us, we had to go into an old AS-400, sort out and find those files ourselves. We spent thousands of man hours doing that. So I believe Brenda Fox is a happy customer right now.
Right now, I agree with you. But at the time, we were all in the room, and she was very upset. And you said you felt ambushed, and I don't blame you for that. I had never heard those words until that day.
The assertion that she made that day that we had not trained her. Janelle Klein and Ginger Lynch spent at least 3 weeks on the ground daily, there on a daily basis, days and nights working with them to try to help them sort out the issues of the data that did not come across and find the errors.
I think that's one of the
problems. We pride ourselves on providing good customer service and being responsive. And I'm proud of my people. They do a very good job. And when they're in properly maligned, and things are, you know, I don't know what would prompt somebody to say that they hadn't had any support or any training. But how can I defend against that?
Well, I wasn't so much concerned with her not having support. My issue was she said on the phone that she was not in bounds on her protest. And hadn't been in bounds beginning, and I guess you've resolved that issue since then.
We've resolved
all issues. So I guess at that point, I truly had a concern because here we are with a county who's already gone with you, and she's stressed out to the max because she can't balance. She didn't know how she's going to move forward. I'm thrilled to death that you went and took care of it, but at that point, that's what we were hearing. You can understand why we would do. Fearful.
And I really appreciate, you know, Mr. Fisher said at the beginning, you're going to have the top program in the state. And I appreciate that, and I know he tried very hard, and someday it may be it. But right now, Taney County cannot risk what would happen at the end of a year of running everything totally under the program with nothing to check it against.
And so, and again, we're checking it against the existing program you're using, which is a compilation of...
No, checking against if I'm charged under the beginning charges. If I were charged with the beginning charges under Intrinsicore and going through your abatement, your whole process as we do every year, your add-ons, your abatements, your collections, and then being able to balance at the end of the year. I don't have the confidence that I could do that. My girls do not have the confidence that they could do that. They've tested it. They've worked with it. And if, like last, now the assessor just went on with his program after our one meeting up there that afternoon after our first meeting up there in your room that afternoon, then they went in and they installed it in the assessor's office. It was not installed until then except on they were working in sketches and stuff.
Personal property.
And so they've been working since then, and they would be out of it many for days. They were out, and I think Mr. Hodgkin, is he here? Mm-hmm. He could speak to that better than I.
May I ask a question then? Maybe this would help me understand the Fox program a little better. At a couple of points in the past, you printed out the delinquent totals pages. It was just a summary of, like, for each tax year, how much had been collected, how much you were charged with, add-ons and abatements. And a couple of these years had a number on there in addition to textbook, collections, add-ons, abatements. It was just called adjustment. Could you explain what that is?
Show me one. I don't know what you're talking about. Show me.
I don't have one with me. I could dig it up later. But
I need to see it. I don't know what you're talking about. A Fox Pro program?
This is a Fox Pro report.
When we do the delinquent totals.
Yeah, the delinquent totals pages, which just does a like one-page summary, no individual tax districts on it. Just the, you know, numbers.
The delinquent total out of Fox Pro?
Yes.
I can't think of anywhere on the delinquent total page that it has adjustments typed in there.
Do you mean abatements?
No, it said adjustments and was a total...
Please show me. Please show me.
Okay. I will go home and find the...
Okay. Okay. I can go... We can print a delinquent report out at any time and they can bring it down and show what's on it. It gives your...
I'd like to say one of the issues that came up in that September meeting also was Tim Houchins had reported to you several issues that he was having with the mapping program, and we were given a deadline on, not deadline, a proposed date when you would have those done, and to date, they have not been approved. So that's one of the issues that we're having is we're being told that it would be ready by a certain time, and we'd meet all your expectations and have it ready, and yet it's not done. And I'd like Tim to talk about that, if that's okay.
The current Melissa's program that we're paralleling with, we have one screen that we fill out. And in that one screen, we have... We put our parcel number, tax information, owner's name, address, brief description, and such. And that form also contains a change form. After we make all of our changes, we tell it what type of a change we are making, whether it be a straight transfer, a split, change parcel, or what. In Ed's program, there's many screens. We do... We enter books and pages a couple of times, name a couple of times. So it's a lot more labor intensive in their program. Prior to book close, there's a several week period where we had to stay out of the system. And so we fell behind in their system several weeks. And so it gets, you know, we're holding all this paper, to put into their system. Also in their system, we get multiple changes. Every time you save, you get a change. I believe they're working on that. There's lots of different things that they're working on, but we haven't seen any of these changes in quite a few weeks now.
Did you have something to say, Melissa?
I was just going to ask for the query that you were using to compare Jim Travis against yours. And access to the database.
I think she's talking about the query you were running that just compares the data integrity in your collector package. I mean, at that point, we can try to assist you guys to compare against the Jim Travis data. I mean, that's what we did with when we worked on the assessor's program, too. I mean, we can do whatever, but I mean, it seems like the balancing that takes place is, it looks like you're only balancing within yourself. I'm not sure how much effort's gone into checking against directly against the Jim Travis data as well. So, I mean, we'd be glad to help wherever we can.
Okay. I mean, I could talk to you about that after the meeting, perhaps.
Yes, I mean, I would think that you guys are, you know, knowing that that's where Sheila's big concern is what's in the Jim Travis program is what it is.
I mean, numbers.
That's the official data as far as Sheila's concerned. And if they're only checking the data in their own programming and... saying, well, the numbers we started out with.
How do I know that the Jim Travis program is right?
I mean, it's not certified.
But we keep on, I understand it's not certified or uncertified. How do we know, I'm ignorant to all this, but we keep on talking, that's why I keep on asking you, well, we balanced it.
How do we know it's right?
How do you know that the Jim Travis program is right, that they're using, well, here's their figures and here's these figures. Well, how do we know that this one's right?
We can calculate them.
And what program did we have issues with the steel, the stuff, the utilities and all that kind of stuff? Was that a program issue or was that an insertion issue?
I don't. Railroad utility?
Right.
It was a line. It was putting the name on the alert side and the data.
So it was an entry issue, not a programming issue?
Right. It had the names listed out of order. It had like one name here on the, where it was, where the programming is in for the clerk side. Then in the distribution side, it had the other school's name at the bottom of the list.
So it was an entry error, not a programming error. Entry error, yes or no?
Are you talking about the railroad utility program in my office?
I'm talking about what the issues are. I'm talking about the issues that we have.
The railroad utility clear to me. Program, data entry, my side. Okay. In 2011, I did a data entry error, just like Nolan did. I entered the data in the wrong field. So I corrected. It has nothing to do on my side with the error that was made for the school district.
Again, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about the $75,000 on your side.
Right. It was the listing of the names. That is.
And the listing of the names, is that a
when your program
entry
is,
error or is that a programming error?
Programming.
So it's a programming error. Mm-hmm. Is that right? That's what you're saying.
The listing of the names.
So if there's a, it's a programming error. So if there's a programming error, in who wrote that program?
Jim Travis.
So if there's a programming error on that Jim Travis program, could there not be a programming error on the other programs? I don't know.
Of Jim Travis?
Of anybody's. Yeah. If I wrote a program, there's going to be all kinds of errors. I'm just saying.
And that's why.
All I hear over here, I shouldn't say over here, but that's kind of how you guys are divided. All I'm hearing over here is Jim Travis, it's great, but then we've got these issues we've had for how many years with the schools, and then we've got our program's working fine internally, we don't know why it's not working, and then we've got letters saying, hey, once we realized how we should be entering the program, so again, you guys are the computer people, you guys are the program people, not me. I know nothing about computers, but I know one phrase, and that's picnic. Problem in chair, not in computer. If I'm going to enter stuff, if I don't know how to search something, I'm not going to get garbage in, garbage out, whatever you want to call it. Mm-hmm. So we've got to make sure, this is just my assumption, we've got to make sure that the entry put in is correct and how to extract the data from that entry is correct. Am I wrong, computer guys and girls?
It needs to be compared, yeah.
So how do
we make sure it's consistent on both sides?
Right. Yeah. So I guess what's the answer? How do we...
Okay.
Instead of sitting here beating up on each other, how do we go, okay...
Let me... Okay. Because I've talked with Sheila...
Mark, let me ask a technical question and then come back up.
All right.
James says he has certified this program.
Well, the assessor program, yes. Which is a different computer program than what the collector runs.
They use three different programs, is that right?
Let me say that... James, in his opening comments, stated that he had certified to us valuations through the Entrance Core program.
He runs two programs, one for personal property and one for real estate, and he's certified both books for both of those forms. No, that's not true.
What did you certify, James?
I certified the Entrance Core program in personal property
and
real estate.
That's what I'm saying too.
I didn't certify.
So that book has been certified to the county clerk then.
This is the first.
2013 only.
And this is the first year.
2013? That's this
first year.
Mm-hmm.
For real estate.
For real estate. It's the first year for real estate.
I want to get a crux of our problem and where we're headed. Because Donna has problems and she said, if I'm not mistaken, she's not going to utilize that. And if I'm not mistaken, Sheila basically has stated that she doesn't want to use that.
The way...
Because she has fears about whether or not it will total correctly for her needs at the end of the day or year. Where are we going from here? And the reason I ask that is, based upon your recommendation, this county commission entered into agreement with this company and have paid, I don't know, $150,000 through tax money, or maybe less, maybe more. But my point is, what are you recommending to us? Help me with this. Throw it out? Move forward? Help me out here.
We can answer that, but I'd like to answer Brandon's, because Brandon said he doesn't know how the program works. On railroad utility, the error was not a formula error. It was not in the mathematical calculation that there was an error. It was the name tag that was incorrect.
And that's irrelevant. That's irrelevant. Is it and Sheila answered it. It was a programming error.
If you're talking about whether it calculates right or not.
Again, it's still a programming error.
Yes, it is.
Okay. So if there could be a programming error, all I'm saying is if there's errors in programming, how can we use this as the standard of everything? And maybe we can. Again, I don't know. I'm asking.
Prior to certifying the book to Sheila, we have Jim Travis print off pages for us for each of the entities. We manually take the assessed valuation, divide it by 100, multiply it by the tax levies, and get the answer. And if the answer matches, then it's correct.
So there is, on the calculation side, there is a way to manually...
With
either program, right?
Right, and I want you to know now that because there's been some dates, we have certified in Trenchacore the last 3 years in personal property. There's not been a balancing problem, a collection problem, or nothing else. That is the book we certified. I don't know what happened to the book that I certified after it left my office, and the same thing is I certified in Trenchacore this year. I don't know what happens afterward. I know my statutory duty is to certify those programs over those years.
Let me ask this. So if you certify one book, how does that, and they don't use those books, you certify that program, correct? You certify the intrinsic core program. If they don't use that same program and they use other programs, is there going to be contamination from the data being exported into?
There's a standard output, like a summary that comes out that can move from the.
Basically giving like account name, account number, parcel number, residential, agricultural.
So it shouldn't. If they use one program, he uses one program, they use another, it shouldn't matter.
Both programs will basically output a spreadsheet.
Like a CSV.
A CSV file type form that can move to the next stage. So.
Okay.
Here's the problem for your personal property. The assessor's office has been in personal property since 2011. And then, since it wasn't completed for that year, Jim Travis wrote a file to bring it over, and a gentleman from Intrinsicore put the data out there like Gary Morgan does in real estate, and he picked it up. Now the first year there was a couple of problems and what he put out didn't get it out, but they've got that now, the mobile homes and the one other signs. Item pardon
probably signs billboards maybe.
That's in real estate. Anyway, but what the personal property has been doing in the assessor's side since 2011 is double entry. They enter into Jim Travis's program, all of the 2012 back, and they enter into Intrinsicore. They're having to double entry all the time, and they will have to continue to. And none of the abatements or anything are done in the Intrinsicore part that comes over to me. I'm not... The abatements that we're concerned with, your add-ons, your abatements, those are not done in Intrinsicore.
They haven't been.
No, they've not been. They've been done in Jim Travis's on the assessor's side. So our data has always been working from the assessor's side to the collector in the Travis program. When we started testing those through the clerk's office, and I don't believe she's here now, but through the clerk's office and stuff, that's when... it wasn't complete at the time when we started this year.
But the reasoning that you all came to us in the first place was, if I'm not mistaken, you wanted a new program. The programmer who had helped with the old program was retiring, or whatever the reason was. Wanted a new program, convinced us we should sign an agreement for a new program, selected the new program, we did that. My point is, here we are today. What are you all suggesting that we do? I know that the old program, it certainly sounds to me, and the UIT people tell me if I'm wrong, you spent a tremendous amount of time working with this old program, refining the old program, helping it along so that it would produce what was needed by the elected officials.
We did for the assessors department.
I'm sorry, say it again, Melissa.
Real estate portion, we did the rewrite.
That's been all in-house. Now everything that Sheila's been using is this Jim Travis program, which we really
I know it's all been in-house, but we paid for a program. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Program apparently needed a great deal of repairs or updating, so we have paid you all to do that, and at the same time we're paying another company to develop a new program.
Well, that one was for the assessor's office. Right now all Sheila's concerns are for the collector's office.
This program, the agreement that I signed, if I'm not mistaken, was for
all of
appraisal,
them.
Extension, and collection.
Correct.
So that's all three offices.
$20,000 have been paid on the collector's portion of the program is $40,000. And I didn't know how it was broke out. Mr. Fisher broke that out. And what you gave me was that $20,000 of it had been paid for the collector's program. And I found that out in December of 2011 when I got a $66,000 bill for the assessor's reel because I thought it was paid with the original $100. But that's what's paid.
Tell me, girls, ladies, where are we headed?
Mark, you guys are talking about a query and using, what were you saying again?
Well, they're saying that their data verifies out in the Intrinsicorp collector program. And from the start point where they put the data in to the point it calculates out, everything looks consistent and correct. It sounds great. What Sheila's comparing that, Sheila sees the reports on the end result of the output that they're getting. She's comparing it to a report that she gets out of the Jim Travis program. Numbers don't match up on the reports.
Let me ask this. Are you convinced that identical data is in both programs?
I think
is there a way to confirm that everything's been put in both?
This is exactly...
I don't believe it's possible
that's what?
To say data is in both programs.
That's what we want to do.
That's exactly what we're asking.
So how does the data get put into the different programs?
They're put it at... When they first started, they did a big mass import of the old data in. Once they get to certain points, they'll start doing parallel. Well, they'll run the old program on computer A.
Which is what we've supposedly been doing.
Right. And there is a high risk of, you know, data entry error running in that environment.
It invites it.
Right. I mean, it's...
I got a little problem here. It's just what you brought up here is the data entry... is what you're saying, what you're concerned with is what he puts in at the end of the month, it shows that he's correct, right?
Yep.
Then we have Reynolds County, who what he puts in is correct. We have Butler County, what he puts in is correct. I'm having a little bit of confusion about what we put in being incorrect.
The only questions I have for those other two counties is I don't know what kind of testing and verification or comparisons that they're doing against the previous program that they're running.
They're
not comparing against an old.
Well, program. I can say to you, Butler County, as I said, we had a guy who was retiring and was uncooperative and had a stranglehold on her data and her system. We were not able to get any of the initial reports from them. We didn't get any of their delinquent totals or collection totals before I went there. That was a mess. Reynolds County, before we started, we did what we did here. We got all of their collections, year-to-date, add-ons and abatements, and delinquents. And we did the conversion. We checked the numbers, checked that everything was accurate to the penny. Did, what was it, a week or so of parallel posting?
It was maybe 2 or 3 days.
Huh.
And at that point, they felt comfortable with going forward, and they dropped off the FoxPro program and continued only with the Trax program, and have been so since last year.
So they don't have anything to prepare again?
Nope.
No, they're not running in parallel at all.
So, whereas what we're doing is, so we have something to compare against on our side, mm-hmm. with our county. But you're saying you guys are both in agreement that invites or can cause a lot of data
Highly probable.
Highly probable for data entry issues because of there being... So you guys have a solution on making sure that the data entered into the Jim Travis program and the data entered into their program is the same.
Right.
And if it is entered in the same, then we should get the same results.
Right. You can compare them record for record.
And I guess my question is why haven't we done that? Why are we sitting here and doing this instead of... Yes, ma'am.
I don't have access to the collector program.
Okay. Yep. How do we get access to the collector program?
We've been pretty good about getting access for it whenever we ask for it.
Yeah.
Okay. Is there an issue with that?
No. Happy to give you a root access to the MySQL and give some explanation of what tables look like.
I think you need to point out that in the real estate, and IT, correct me if I state this wrong, in the real estate, in order to get it to balance, they took every parcel and they went across to find out what wasn't right on intrinsic, what was different between Intrinsicore and the real estate. And the Intrinsicore has an edit feel. And they edited in the Intrinsicore program to make it balanced to what was in, if it's in the calculation, to the where the Intrinsicore automatically figures your and your appraisal. If they put this in and this in, it figures what it should be. And they override many, how many thousand, whatever, parcels in this edit field. So they're not utilizing that part of the program for future, and that's something that they would have to decide. This is a reassessment year. So if there was something wrong in the calculation, this would have been the ideal year for that to have taken place. But all of that was overridden because the IT department went through and found out wherever there was a difference, and they made the judgment call.
Absolutely, you're talking totally out of your field.
Okay.
Nothing to do with nothing. Absolutely nothing.
You didn't have to edit to correct to get the totals to match?
Appraised properties, BOE adjustments doesn't fit any calculation field. All those things has to be edited out and corrected as the total. What we were achieving was the total at the end of the book, ag, res, and commercial being the same. It makes no difference how we got there. We did those totals of these guys said that a house is supposed to be on it 30%, their program says you go the Honeycutt system, there's no way it should be at 30%. We overrode those values. So this suggestion that we changed values on something, we didn't change the value, we just made them the same in both programs.
So can you utilize the Intrinsicore?
Sure.
If you, the way they want, if they use utilize their calculation.
That's why they got the override calculation. If I decided, years ago, metal buildings was not worth $28 a square foot in Taney County, to get away from the formula that the Honeycutt mass appraisal system was written into these programs, any one you buy, I said metal buildings is worth $12 a square foot. So that don't fit the calculation, so we had to override that value. Not override it, we come up with the same value of what we had in our old program versus what we put in the Intrinsicore.
Every assessor in the state of Missouri does that.
Every assessor.
That's part of the process.
Okay, Ed, I was just going on what the way you explained it to me. I thought that's what you told me.
Overrides has nothing to do with what we did in reassessment.
We, in testing the... Intrinsicore in testing and in using it, the clerks in the collector's office have not found it acceptable. It's not met the time frame that you gave us. It's we're about 2 years out, and they have a bill. There's the issues on the late fees. Is that corrected, Nolan? Late fees on personal property, how they...
Could I ask for us just to take about a 3-minute recess until one of our commissioners
comes
back?
Okay. Thank you.
I'm standing recess.